When President Obama announced plans to normalize diplomatic relations with Cuba last month, Dartmouth College officials were surprised and happy. That's because the college was already building an academic bridge to the communist nation. As VPR's Charlotte Albright reports, the new foreign policy will ease travel restrictions for students and faculty.
It's like, okay, like it's open. You can go invest in Cuba if you want to.
At lunch in a Dartmouth dining hall, five students are talking with a professor about Cuba. Joe Carey, a senior, explains the federal law that strengthened the U.S. embargo and remains an obstacle to American investment. But Carey says President Obama is moving in the right direction.
I don't know. There's still a long way to go, but it's a good gesture for sure.
At the other end of the table, economics professor Charles Whelan says he once met Fidel Castro on a reporting trip for The Economist magazine. A Dartmouth alum, Whelan says his alma mater has been a pioneer in educational exchanges, sending students to the Soviet Union before the Berlin Wall fell and to China before the Tiananmen Square protests.
And so I think it's really great for students, it's great for the institution, to be there when these societies are changing at such a rapid pace.
In a student center next door, Chase Mertz says he's sorry he won't be able to study in Cuba because he graduates this spring. But Mertz hopes if the trade embargo is lifted, he may be able to work there for an American company.
I mean, Cuba's an interesting place, pretty close by with a lot of culture that I think that maybe we've been missing out on the past few years, so maybe it would be nice to go there and experience some of that.
The exchange will be only one way at first, as Americans study at one of two Cuban universities. Government professor Lisa Baldez, who directs Dartmouth Center for the Advancement of Learning, says some students may be surprised at how sophisticated Cuban society is.
And I think for students, that will be a revelation, to understand that we may not know much about Cuba, but Cubans know a lot about us, and that has been true for literally hundreds of years.
For example, she says, on her recent visit to Havana, her cab driver was an expert on the U.S. Congress, and many Cubans were hooked on PBS shows like Downton Abbey. Lynn Higgins, Associate Dean for International and Interdisciplinary Studies, says students must be bilingual to be accepted into the exchange program. Diverse academic courses will be taught in Spanish.
So that's an exciting reason for having the program, I think. And I think it will draw both students who have the background, the family background or educational background in the region, but also students who study Spanish. And we have many, many students at Dartmouth who study Spanish who have no family background in a Spanish-speaking country.
Higgins expects exchange courses will get the faculty committee approval they need to start up in Cuba next fall. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright in the Upper Valley.